Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Miracle Man. Here, Wednesday, October the 23rd. By the way, can you believe we're 2 months to Christmas, basically? Basically 2 months from Christmas Day, if you want to include, like, some of the putting stuff up and some of the music and certain things like that. And with some of that stuff, we're more like a month away, actually. And like I was saying this year, like I was saying yesterday, this year went by too quick. Where did it go? Do you know where it went, Brittany, or no?
I don't. It went by fast.
Yeah. I always like to say it's good, great when winter goes by fast, but not summer. Not when summer does.
Definitely.
Because as for whether or not I miss summer, to that I say, well, only in a way. And the other way, if there's actually a time machine to go back to summer, the problem with that would be that would mean we'd have to wait even longer for Christmas. And Labor Day was just over a week, over a month and a half away. A month and a half ago, and the 1st of December, which is basically part of Christmas time, in my mind at least, we're closer to December 1st than what we are to Labor Day now. So in my mind, if this makes sense, I see no reason to go back. You know what I mean? At this point, I don't. Because, you know, it's late October. It's already cooling down. But needless to say, it's October. And the bonus is we got a big football weekend this weekend. In fact, here in the McDonald's where I'm at, a couple of Midland High cheerleaders were spotted. As for where the Dow cheerleaders were, wrong McDonald's. Because the McDonald's that I'm at, this is the Midland High side of town, not the Dow side. And Brittany, I don't know if you know this or not, but you know what the kids like to call the McDonald's on the Dow High side? They like to call it Dow Mac.
Yeah.
You've heard that too?
Yep, my sister went to Dow.
Then what do they always call this one, Midland Mac?
Yeah. I don't think it really has any.
It's just that the other one got called Dow Mac.
Yep.
How come this one didn't get called a name then?
Midland High is not worthy of their own McDonald's.
Whereas Midland is way, way, way closer to a McDonald's than what Dow is.
True.
Because Dow's about a mile and a half away, whereas Midland's basically a third of a mile.
Yeah, that's
true. From this one, right here. I always have thought in my mind, listeners, that other than the days of the McDonald's in the mall, I've always liked this McDonald's the best, including when I was little, because you may remember this, you may not, the ball pit having balls in it.
I remember those days when you actually go to a McDonald's and play with balls.
And then they took the balls away while you were still little.
Yeah.
That was a crying shame. That they took away the balls out of the ball pit.
They weren't safe anymore.
What? Where did you hear they weren't safe?
They had to take them out of Chuck E. Cheese and everything. People leaving needles in them.
You can say what you want about some of those Playland rumors of the late 90s. Some of them might have been true, but in the case of McDonald's, at least, it's believed to be made-up stories.
Some Band-Aids.
That might have been real. But the other thing you said, maybe not. To say they were the cleanest thing ever, I'm sure they weren't. You know? I'm just sure. I'm sure they weren't. You know? It's just, you know, because anytime you have that many kids. In fact, for a while, sadly, my parents wouldn't bring me and my brother to this one because of it. And like I said, it was my favorite one. And a lot of the time, I cared more about the play place than I did the food.
I think every kid does.
Even though the food's a big bonus. I cared more about the big slide, the ball pit. You know, can I throw my brother in the ball pit? I didn't, but sometimes I may have wished it was deep enough. Who did you want to throw in there? Your sister?
Yep.
And hope she just stuck to the bottom.
Get stuck in there, yep.
And be like, here you go. That'd be the sound of her hitting the bottom of the ball pit. Yeah. Anyhow, like I said before, I always love bringing you this show on a couple times a week, and it's awesome. We've actually reached a milestone today. This is episode number 333. Think about it. Because when I heard that a few minutes ago, I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. 333 of these. That's almost a full year's worth of shows. So in a few months here, we will have actually done a year's worth. Now that's something to think about. Because there's 365 days a year, unless it's a leap year like next year, in which there's an extra day. And why is it called a leap year, by the way? What's leaping? What's jumping? What's leaping? In a leap year, what's leaping? I know one thing. I'm not. And if the ground's covered in snow, I've never seen one, even a little kid, like, leaping out in the snow. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. Have you?
I don't know. Possibly.
I doubt it, though, because it'd be really hard to leap in that snow. you know, but it really, really would. But like I was saying, you know, we will have pretty soon here in a couple of months, we will have done a full year's worth of shows. And that's something to feel good about. You know, Preacher Man, he had done a total of 777 shows. And that ended up being his grand total, 777. And I thought that was really cool that ended up being the amount that he ended up doing. Why it ended up being that many, I don't know. But it's still awesome. I feel, and then when he had told me that back when we first launched this show 2 years ago. Some of you listeners who have been here since the beginning, and by the way, those of you who have been here since the beginning, thank you so much. Those of you who are new, thank you so much. Those of you who may be joining for the first time tonight, we're so glad that you would join us. But as I was saying, he had informed me after we had done a few of these together that he had done 777 Blog Talk Radio shows. And so, it's been a lot of fun doing the show the last 2 years. And when we get to January, it will have been 2.5 years. Yeah, it will have been 2.5. Will have been the year count of which I've been doing these. And like I said, it's just been beautiful. You know, all you listeners that have called into the show, all of you who have prayed, all of you know, it's just been amazing. Now, just want to let you know the plan for tonight. The plan is that I'm going to sing a song in a few minutes. And then we're going to pray. We're going to go into the Word of God and study for a little bit. And then we're going to talk about some sports. Pistons will be starting up soon, so I'll discuss that briefly. World Series, what happened in the World Series last night. And then my picks for the football games for the weekend, about the Midland Dow game, Michigan State, the Lions, and an additional NFL game. Also, this is the 50th Midland Dow game. And if I can't do this tonight because of time, I may try doing it Monday night. And what it is that I want to do is I kind of want to discuss maybe some of my favorite memories of the regular Midland Dow game. There's been a few playoff Midland Dow games, but those are separate. I'm just talking about these regular ones. So this will be the 50th. The first one was in 1970. But like I said, tonight I'm going to give my predictions as well as possibly my playoff projections for Midland and Dow. Because some couple of certain websites, you know, polls show Dow in the playoffs, even if they lose and don't get an automatic berth, that they may qualify at large. But Midland, they've locked themselves up a playoff spot they're in already, so figure just what region, who their opponent might be. So that'll be coming up. Sports. But first, I want to sing for you a song that has been on my heart. I've sang it before on the show, but it may have been a little while. But it's called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, Lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I worship you until the very end. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Nothing else can nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. You are my desire. No one else will do. Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way Lead me back to you, Lord. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. And you're all I want. Help me know you are near. Help me know you are near. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you're always right here with us. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that for these people who have made the choice to tune into this program tonight, wherever they may be, however they are listening, I just thank you that you are with them. You're blessing them. Thank you for the breakthrough that you're doing in their lives. Thank you for restoring things, fixing things, giving them new things. Thank you, Lord God, for this word of God that I'm going to teach. May they get it inside of them tonight. I just thank you that you're speaking to them as we study in your word for a little while, and as I exhort and teach. Thank you that you use me as an oracle for you, Jesus, tonight. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I make my confession over the show, Lord God. I do this every time I do an episode. I thank you, Father God, that increases and that sponsors are coming into this program. I thank you, Lord God, that finances are coming into this program. I thank you that increases in listenership are coming. And most importantly, Lord, I thank you that many souls, a big harvest of souls is coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great episode. I mean, this great show, and I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I'm going to open your Bibles, if you will, please, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. Praise God, Jeremiah 33. I'm going to talk about restoration tonight. What is it anyway? And I want to encourage you to just follow along with whatever I do. If I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. As I study my Bible, you follow along with me. Praise God. That's how you're going to get the most out of this program, is just following along. I'm in verse 1 of chapter 33 of Jeremiah in the NIV. If you haven't found Jeremiah 33 by now, I'm sending you to a new convert class. Okay, I ain't going to do that, but praise God. 33rd chapter of Jeremiah. While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard with the guard, the word of the Lord came to him a second time. This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the house in the city and the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used against the siege ramps and the sword in the fight of the Babylonians. It's filled with the dead bodies of the men that I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will ride my face from this city because of all of its wickedness. Nevertheless, I will bring help and I will bring healing to it. I will heal my people. I will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Underline that in your Bible. I'm going to read this verse again, listeners, because I want to make sure that you have this. Underline it in your Bible. Put a bookmark in it on your phone. Something. Nevertheless, I will bring help and healing to you. I will heal my people. And I will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Praise God. Verse 7. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity, and I will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all the sin that they have committed against me, and I will forgive all of their sins of rebellion against me. Then this city will bring me renown and joy and praise and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all of the great things that I do for it. And they will be in awe and they will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace that I provide for it. This is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste, without men or animals. Yet in the towns of Judea, and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, the battle by neither men nor animals, there will be heard once more the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord Almighty. And for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. And I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before," says the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In this place, desolate and without men or animals, in all of its towns, there will again be pastures with shepherds to rest their flocks. In the towns of the hill country, of the western foothills, and of the Negev, in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, flocks will again pass under the hand of the one who counts them, says the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise that I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's vine. I mean, from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called. The Lord righteous, for this is what the Lord says. David will never fail to have a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor will the priests who are Levites ever fail to have a man to stand before me continually to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to present sacrifices. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says. If you can break my covenant with the Father and my covenant, my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night no longer come at their appointed time, then my covenant with David, my servant, and my covenant with the Levites, who are priests ministering before me, can be broken, and David will no longer have a descendant to reign on his throne. I will make the descendants of David my servants, and the Levites who minister before me as countless as the stars of the sky, and as measureless as the sand on the seashore. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Have you not noticed that these people are saying, the Lord has rejected the two kingdoms he chose? So they despise my people and no longer regard them as a nation. This is what the Lord says. If I have not established my covenant with day and night and the fixed laws of heaven and earth, then I will reject the descendants of Jacob, and David, my servant, will not be chosen. One of his sons to rule over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will restore their fortunes, and I will have compassion upon them. Praise God. Now, what we read about here was that, God took out the wicked people, he was restoring things to the righteous. God said he would restore things to Judah and to the place where Jeremiah was. And he said, to your bodies, I'm going to give you healing. I'm going to give you health. And you want to know what else I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you peace. 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 Oh, in this day and age, when it's so busy, you may be feeling fine in your body, but that doesn't mean you don't need peace. You know, peace isn't supposed to mean silence. Peace just means, you know, that it's just being at peace in your spirit. Just knowing what is there and just. It can be like feeling at ease and whatever you're going through. Have some peace in that house or and at your job and just be at peace. And feel good in your body. And you want to know something? I am convinced of something. God is a God of restoration. And restoration doesn't mean it was broken, but I only fixed the most essential part of what was broken. I didn't bother to fix the whole computer or the whole car or the whole roof or whatever you want to get to. That's not the kind of restorer that God is, to where he only wants to fix the thing that was broken. Like to the blind man, God wants to restore the blind eyes. He wants to restore hearing to those who are deaf. And to those who haven't heard in their life, he's going to give them their hearing for the first time. You know, and he wants to restore. I didn't say go to the store or Amazon. Not that kind of store. I said restore. That means he wants to repair completely. And make new. The Bible says, and I believe it, that our God makes all things new. All things new. That means he's making everything you have need of, everything that you believe in him to restore, he's going to restore. To the way that it was intended to be. Like he said, like he told Jeremiah, you know, these small towns will once again have these crops going through, and they'll have all these shepherds. We'll have places again to rest their sheep. Kind of like these little highway rest areas, but obviously different in those days. Places to rest their sheep. when they're being like whatever they're doing. But I'm just, but when I read what I just said, I'll look at a God who wants to restore. You know, I told, you know, one time I taught on this a few months ago, and I told you about this certain military weapon that my pastor had. And then he was thinking about it or whatever. God told him to go to a certain website. He went to a certain website, and he got, ended up getting either one just like it or the exact weapon that he had. Either one or the other. And God led him to that, you know. And God cares about your interest. You know, doctor, you know, just, I heard Jesse the Planet say once, you know, one time, Brother the Planet was out there on a motorcycle, you know, taking a ride, and then something going on, God said, and he said to Jesse, like, Jesus, what are you doing? And he said, I'm sharing in your interest. You know, God cares. He wants you to have the desires of your heart, as long as they don't take you away from Him. And we'll say maybe you had a bike. You had a motorcycle. Like the best Harley you could want. We'll just say you're into a Harley. But then we'll say, you know, you maybe, you know, we'll just say something happens to your bike. So you can't, therefore you can't drive it anymore, and it's basically, can't use it anymore. Well, if you believe God, if you believe in the restoring God, and you talk to Him about that, and you say, I confess in the name of Jesus that I'm going to have a bike, a motorcycle, just like the bike I had. And you believe God and you keep the faith. You know, you just might get. If you believe, if you just keep believing by faith, you will have that bike. That motorcycle, one just like it, in same great condition, with the motor you like and everything. Why do you use the motorcycle example, Miracle Man? Well, I like motorcycles. Have you been on a motorcycle before, Brittany?
Yes, when I was little. My dad used to give me rides on his.
Awesome. Would you ever think of being a motorcycle mama?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I fall on my face. You barely ride my bike.
Heard of why you need to wear a helmet when you go on your motorcycle.
I
Oh, well. Another motorcycle for me, I guess. I mean, because I love a good motorcycle. I do. I've went on some of these people's bikes, or I'll hear these motorcycles, and I just envision myself driving one of them, like, and seeing and driving one of them, and I just go, I love that sound. Especially those Harleys. Now these little fake Honda bikes that are so quiet, or some of these other foreign ones that are so quiet and you can't hear them almost. You know what bikes I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
You'd rather be on a Harley if you had one, right?
Probably.
I just want to feel that roar. Yeah, you gotta like restore the roar of that bike.
Right. What's the point of a motorcycle
if it ain't gonna roar, and it's just gonna be that little me motor.
Scooter.
It's gonna be like one of those little scooters. Why these people even ride them, I don't know. I get being a good neighbor and that, but still, you know, it ain't the same bike. It's really not the same bike. I thought about yelling fake. Next time I see one of those bikes, those motorcycles, not the mopeds, those actual motorcycles that are super quiet. Because mopeds, they're supposed to be really quiet, you know? And so they get a pass. If I was driving, would I ever consider a moped? Not really. Because I don't think, imagine mopeds as being the coolest looking things. They're not, are they?
No.
I think those motorcycles are cooler, don't you?
Everybody looks goofy on a moped. They're just so little.
Later. Hey, I'd be thinking, hey, moped man. You know, instead of miracle man, it could be, hey, moped man. but nonetheless. I'd rather have a Harley. Or as other people like to call them, a hog. I didn't say anybody was a hog. I said a hog Harley Davidson motorcycle. You know, with all that horsepower. And I'm a power guy, kind of like my pastor, Dr. Mark Barclay, and though I'm not into quite the same muscle cars, maybe those motorcycles to me are awesome. And I find a lot of those people who like muscle cars don't always necessarily love motorcycles as much. But then the people who love motorcycles aren't really into muscle cars. Have you found the same thing too?
Yeah.
Because I think it depends on the kind of power you want, you know.
How many wheels you want.
Because the motorcycle still has a lot of power.
Right.
It's just on less wheels. And it's just hearing the power. And unless the engine gets revved on these muscle cars, a lot of times you don't necessarily hear the power, do you? Where the motorcycle, you do hear. And I like that power that just permeates, like gets in your ear and you feel that, and though it's loud, it's like, if it's what you like, it's like, yes, music to my ears. you know, and it's just a different adrenaline rush. Or like that power from these big bass speakers. Do you got subs in your car? It sounded like you might have.
They're not hooked up, but I do have some.
You have subs?
Yeah.
Awesome. Don't you like sub? Don't you like those big subwoofers?
Definitely.
Me too. You know, some good old loud music.
Yeah.
And all that. But just saying, you know, I'm a power guy. And like I was saying, if that was the bike you had, and maybe your bike got too old or something happened. God wants to restore that. But as I said, you know, like the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. And I'm glad that God cares about your interests, especially as long as it's not keeping you away from Him. Because God won't help you have something that He doesn't want you to have. He's not going to help you have something or do something that He doesn't want you to do. Just like good parents will do with their children. Because do you know that in the eyes of God, we are His children, listeners? I didn't say adult. I didn't say teeny boppers. I didn't say senior citizens. And I didn't say great, 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 great grandpa. I said children. We are children of the Most High God. And I'm glad about that. Nothing against adults, but God calls us His children. And I know a lot of these parents including mine, sometimes they may say, you know, my kids, even though their kids, like me and my brother, are grown up. In a way, don't you think, Brittany, we're always children to our parents, no matter how old we get?
Yes, 100%.
It wouldn't matter if your mom was 100 and you were 76.
No, we're still their babies.
You're still their baby. And the same way with God. We're His kids up to the day we die. And He still is going to lead us and guide us. And I'm so glad that He shares in our interest. But what do you want restored? Maybe your health. Maybe you got a bad, really bad report from the doctor that you have a certain disease. Maybe, you know, age is just getting to you a little bit, and maybe you don't have the energy that you're used to because of that age, and you don't know why it's getting to you so bad. Maybe you maybe it's not your body and you're just awesome. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe you lost your job or your boss decided to cut your pay. Maybe you know But God wants to restore you. Maybe it's your memory. Maybe that's what south. And by south, I don't mean down to Alabama. I mean not as good as it used to be. But God is a God of grace, a God of mercy, and a God of restoration. Restoring us and making us new again. And I'm always believing that when my sight gets manifest, that I'm going to have new eyes. And I'm going to be able to see so clearly. And I just know I'm so close and that God is going to move. But don't let the devil steal from you. When you get close, the devil always tries. To get in the way. But I am convinced. I am very convinced that God wins every time. And that when my God is with me, who can stand against me? I didn't make that up. That's in the Bible. The Bible says that if my God be for me, then who can possibly stand in the way against me? Who can try to stop me? Who can try to deny me my healing? Who can try to just deny me the promises that I have from the Almighty God? Who? No one. Because I am going to get my stuff. Because I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what the enemy stole from me. And the devil is under my feet once and for all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray for those people who are listening right now, who are believing God to have something restored, a restorative miracle, whatever it may be, an answer to a prayer, a healing in their body, maybe restoring of their memory, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's to have more peace in their marriage, peace in their family, peace in their children. I don't know what all it is. I just know that you are working in these people, Father. And I know that you are on our side. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are with these people. You are making things come to pass. You are the God of the breakthrough, Lord. You are just always there with us. always making a way for us, and that you are restoring us, giving us everything that we're in need of. And I give you praise and honor and glory. And I thank you, Lord God, for this word, that we get this in our heart and that we put it into practice, and that we would be doers of this word, do what the word of God says to do, and not just be people that hear it and then just decide, how does that apply to me? Thank you that we hear it and then we go out and act on it, exercise it, put it to work in our life. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, last night you had the Dolphins. No. You had the Nationals take down the Houston Astros last night 5-4 in game one of the World Series at Minute Maid Park down there in downtown Houston. And it was a pretty close game, but in the end, the Nationals were victorious. I still think Houston is going to win the series. Tonight, Verlander is on the mound. We'll see if maybe he can rescue them and help them to win the game and be the pitcher that he needs to be. Because Verlander is still one of their best pitchers that they have. And I remember what he did in Detroit. He was awesome. Verlander had a no-hitter this year for the first time since 2011. And will the game be done? Will the series be done by Monday? I don't know. That's right. It is now time for Football Central. Always brought to you by, every time we do one of these, whether it's a Monday night or Wednesday night, brought to you by the blizzards of Dairy Queen. Particularly in the fall, the pumpkin pie blizzard. Have you had a pumpkin pie blizzard from Dairy Queen yet, Brittany?
I have not. I don't think I've ever had one.
Is it good?
Yes. Have you had one yet?
Yes. They are awesome. They're so delicious. They're really delicious. By the way, if you're wondering what that Yas is it's something that had been on Vine a few years ago. And my brother had a different version of it that said it a little bit different, but I like Yas better. And anyhow, it is like one of the best blizzards I've had from DQ. And I've had a lot of good ones. Needless to say, football to talk about because time is always clicking it. Time stops for nobody. Ever. First of all, we got some game going on at Mildenhall Stadium in a couple of days. Actually, Dow is the home team, but it's at Mildenhall Stadium. Mildenhall's just on the other side of the bleachers. But who cares about who's the home team and who's the away team? Time to get to the meet. Well, this is the 50th regularly annual Midland Dow game, number 50. Sadly for now, this will be the last time where it is held at the end of the regular season. Next year, it's supposed to be during week four of the regular season, which means it may not have quite the same thunder, the same meaning to it. Many times, the Midland-Dow game has implications either for one or both schools. Last year, for example, Midland and Dow were both 5-3. The winner gets into the playoffs 6-3. The team who loses, on the other hand, well, what ends up happening is they end up they end up having to hope for mercy that they get one of the at-large bids into the playoffs at 5-4. Midland won. Dow had to get Dow got an at-large bid. So, in the history of the Midland-Dow game, Dow's only won 13 times. Midland's won 36. If you add playoffs to that, it's Midland 39, Dow 14. With this being the 50th, I hope they kind of do something special. Who knows? They just might. What? Oh, he's not talking to me.
Yeah.
But I know that guy. Anyhow, now for this year's Midland-Dow game, Midland is undefeated at 8-0. Dow started off slow, two losses in a row to start the season, just like last year. But then they get a win. Then they get another win. Then they have a huge loss over in Saginaw at Heritage. And then they come back up and win three straight in a row, including two shutouts, and then the shock win against Mount Pleasant this past week. And now they're looking like as good as anyone else. Now the question becomes, what has to happen for a team to win the Midland-Dow game? Who do I think will win? Well, for Midland's part, they have the leading quarterback in the Saginaw Valley League North in Al Money. Al Money is also their leading rusher. He's thrown for over 12 touchdowns already this season. So he's doing great there. Only has a couple interceptions. Now, the third leading quarterback in the league North is Shane Jude, quarterback at Dow High, who is a senior. He has had a very good year for himself, too. Even though a couple of the games, they gave up way too many points. 21 points is the most Midland's given up in a game. So, my keys to the game limit for Midland and Dow both, one of them is to limit turnovers. The team who with the least turnovers will most likely be the winner. Next, whose defense can stop the big plays? And then Midland likes to take these long drives sometimes and likes to eat up as much clock as possible. which means they can get you can get a first down, and then it can go to second down and the third down, and then they'll run something right up you, and then you get and then they get a first down again. And then, so can they try to limit how much time Midland gets to keep the ball? So keeping track of possession can be another thing. And about the penalties. Both teams at times have problems with penalties. Dow's had their struggles with penalties, as is Midland. So the team with the best defense, who doesn't give up the big plays, who doesn't turn the ball over, and who can avoid the dumb penalties, will likely win. And my prediction for this one is, get ready, comic books, 27, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 24, overtime. Midland's going to get it going early. In my mind, Dow's going to decide, you know, we're down a bit. Going to try to rally the troops like they did last week. Get close, tie it. Then they're going to possibly get the ball first in overtime but not do anything. Midland's going to kick a field goal and then win the ball game. That's how I see it going, at least. And I'll have to wait and see. Now, with that being said, playoffs start after this week. So, how do I see this happening? Well, Midland's in the playoffs, regardless of the result of the Midland-Dow game, because Midland right now is undefeated. With a loss, there would be 8-1. And would still have a fairly high playoff point average, which right now their playoff point average is 102.000. Dow's playoff point average is 61.0. So, I've seen some, a couple different projections. I use one from a website called Snooze to You, and on it, they do something called mapatology, trying to determine who this certain guy who heads it up, he's not the head of the MHSAA or anything like that, but how he would do the tournament if he has the keys. He was given the keys. In it, all of these have shown Midland in Region 1, District 1, except for a couple times it's been Region 1, District 2. Dow, it shows them in the same district. Heritage has a game against Mount Pleasant. If Heritage beats Mount Pleasant, they're 5-4. They probably make the playoff. And possibly as a Division I, but possibly Division II. And if it's Division II, more than likely it will be in the same district as Midland and Dow. In my mind, well, Region 1, there's already like seven or eight teams on the west side of Michigan who are good enough to make the playoffs. And they like to group the teams on the west side of Michigan as much together as possible because there's only so many big schools in that part of Michigan, you know. And then there's generally two regions of nothing but Detroit schools, Detroit area schools. Region 2, sometimes there's some West schools in it. Other years, it is mainly made up of schools from our region in the first district and from Detroit in the other district. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? But that's kind of how they do it.
Yeah.
So as to how are they going to do it, we won't know for sure until Sunday. I'm not going to make a speculation as to what region we're going to end up in, because I did that both of the last 2 years and got them wrong both times. As good as I am at predicting who's going to win these games, you know, I'm even good at a lot of times at Michigan State, and the Lions. But when it comes to predicting what region Midland and Midland-Dow will be in, I got it wrong. First time I said Midland would be in Region 2 and would be playing teams like Flushing, Fenton. Traverse City. Last time I said Region 1. Region 2. Where do I like us being? Region 2. Because in Region 2, you get a better path to the semifinals. And then hopefully, I'm going to keep hoping, Ford Field, baby, for the day after Thanksgiving. And I tell you, I read an article in the Midland Daily News last night about Midland, the Chemics, and in the article, Al Money said, you know, his team wants to win a state championship. That's one of their goals. There have been players that felt like undefeated this season, before the season started, that undefeated was a big possibility, and it was something they wanted to work towards. I did not pick Midland because I'm biased. I'm not trying to be biased here. I picked Midland to win the Midland-Dow game this year because I have yet to see an article where Dow says, we're going to beat Midland. We're working so hard. But I saw one from Midland. So, got to wait and see. The game is Friday at Midland Stadium. I will be there, as I have not missed a Midland Dow game since 2004, when I wasn't even in school yet. Now, moving on to college football. Michigan taking on Notre Dame at the Big House. 7:30 night game. Notre Dame isn't the greatest team ever this year by Notre Dame standards. They're decent, but they're not the greatest. But they always play Michigan. So it's not just going to be one of those blowout games. But with that in mind, if Michigan can play like they played the second half of the Michigan-Penn State game, they should do well against Notre Dame. And though Shea Patterson has some things to figure out, and some of the other parts of the offensive line have to figure some things out as well, I do expect a win. And my prediction, therefore, wishing and hoping, 31, Irish Cathedral, 27. So that's 31-27. Michigan State. Now they got to play Penn State. The hits just keep coming for Michigan State. I know. They had to play Ohio State. I mean, that team to the south. They had to play Wisconsin. Then they had a bye week. Now they got to play Penn State. Back to back to back. And there were some areas where Penn State kind of struggled against Michigan. You know, time of possession, yards. Yeah, time of possession and yards and turnover. They lost all of those to Michigan, but they still beat Michigan on the scoreboard. That being said, Lewerke is struggling for Michigan. At Michigan State, he was doing a little bit better than his first season there than what he has been either of the last 2 years. I don't know why he's not doing as good as he could be. But I know that he's not. With that in mind, my prediction is State of Pencils, 37, Izzo State, 26. NFL time. Giants at Lions, Sunday at 1 o'clock, Ford Field, downtown Detroit. And Giants aren't doing so great. But right now the Lions, it's kind of crazy. It's like they'll play good for like the first half or the first 40 minutes, some games. But then towards the end, they keep finding a way to choke. You've seen this too. You've heard that that's what they've been doing lately towards the end of games. They've been finding a way to choke this year.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what are they so great at doing? What's the Lions so great at doing? Choking in the fourth quarter. Yep. Yeah. Not being able to keep the lead. Problems with the officials. And other things, just getting in their way right there in the fourth quarter. What's going on, boys? You blew it! What clip is that from? Is that from a movie or something where the guy yells, "You blew it"?
I don't know.
You've heard it, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
That clip was like, "You blew it!" They should make a special pen for that says that if the Lions blow it again. They should make a shirt that says, "You blew it." Don't you think? I think they should. Yeah, but just in case, they should make one that says, "You blew it." My expectation is that the Lions are going to learn from what's happened the past couple games, and I think my hope is they're going to work at getting better. And I believe in Matt Patricia. I believe in Stafford. I believe in these other players. Now, I must tell you that the Lions did trade one of their best safety digs. They traded him to Seattle for draft picks. So it was sad to see him go. But I think they're still going to get a win. And my prediction is Roaring Lion. My prediction is Roaring Lions, 28. Gigantic, 23. All right. Next NFL game. The other NFL game I'm going to pick is for Sunday, Broncos versus Colts. Broncos have been doing decent as have the Colts. The Colts are doing surprisingly good for not having Andrew Luck anymore. No, wrong game. Chiefs, Bears. The Chiefs have been had done really good to start the season, but then they had a couple of losses in a row, and then now they're working their way, getting back on the right foot. They got to play Chicago. Even though the Chiefs have been, they've been good, Chicago's been good. And when I look at this game, I see two really good teams trying to make a statement. And so my prediction, hail to the Chiefs, 29, the Bears, 25. So it's 29-25, Chiefs. And that's my prediction. For the NBA, Pistons start very soon. NBA regular season starts soon. I think you're going to see that the Pistons are going to put together a pretty good team this year. We got Derrick Groves coming on. My hope is that he can stay healthy this year because he's had problems with injuries over the years. Hopefully he can find a way to just stay healthy. And so I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And I say that no drunk driver or drug driver or rapist or burglar or murderer, no suicide, none of that evil stuff is going to come anywhere near us. And we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody. And I'll see you Monday.